All right, let's get back into it. Thank you, everybody. Breakout rooms. I must apologize to Lisa, who is in our breakout room, who got put with some panelists and moderators, and we didn't engage as much with her as we should have. So sorry, Lisa, we'll catch you next time for sure. Building meaningful value in a virtual of remote of everything world is kind of where we're headed. Joining us for panel session number three is our panel moderator, Asifa Samji. She's the Senior Vice President and Chief HR Officer at Stantec. We're also going to be joined by panelist Heidi Brandley. She's the Director of Workforce Development at Manpower. Allison Hodgson, CEO of Zag Creative. And Jill Sundquist. Jill is a student at the University of Alberta in Commerce student, I believe. Now, prior to moving into the acting CHI era, you know what? As Stantec's acting chief human resource officer, actually, the CHRO. That is a mouthful. Asifa, she's accountable for all of the human resource functions within Stantec. Asifa and her team are focused on the ability to attract, retain, and develop the right people for Stantec, those with strong technical knowledge and skills who are inspired by the work they do and are highly engaged within the organization. To do this, the organization will need to build an inspiring, inclusive work environment that supports world-class talent. Now, prior to moving into this CHRO role, Asifa was the business leader for revenue growth in Stantec's environmental services business business. She delivered services to a wide range of clients from oil and gas, mining, commercial, and the public sector. Her focus, achieving effective outcomes for clients and positive impacts for the community. Asifa currently serves on Stantec's Diversity and Inclusion Council, where she chaired the Women's Leadership Development Committee for North America. Congratulations, Asifa. Outside of Stantec, she's also been a mentor for the Greater Vancouver Board of Trades Leaders of Tomorrow, a board member for the Association of Consulting Engineering Companies for British Columbia, and a governor for the British Columbia Institute of Technology, the BCIT. She is currently on the Executive Committee for Business Council for British Columbia, a mentor for the WXN's Wisdom Mentoring Program, and a member of BCIT Inspire Campaign. Proudly, Asifa was recognized for the Women's Executive Network's 2015 Canada's Most Powerful Women Top 100 Award. This is the type of quality of individuals that are involved with this conference today. Thank you so much, Asifa, for your time today. I'm going to hand it off to you.
Well, it's funny, when I sent my bio in Brent, I said, take what you need. I didn't expect them you read the entire thing. So apologies to everyone. That was very long-winded, but thank you very much for the warm introduction, Brent. So listen, we all know that, you know, COVID has accelerated a permanent shift in our relationships with our workplaces, our colleagues, our clients. And, you know, while technology enables a broad range of remote working, and, you know, culturally, we've been shifting and how we communicate on a personal level, right? We went from talking on the phone to texting now. But you know, we need to understand and mentor and hire and train in this context. And we really need to know how to engage with people and establish presence. So, you know, in this COVID world of remote everything, it's really hard for people and communities to build meaningful value and meaningful connections with everything that's virtual. So I'm really pleased to have Heidi, Allison, and Jill join us today to talk about how to make more meaningful connections, in this virtual world we're living in. So, you know, Heidi, let's start with you. You know, you're the Director of Workforce Development for Manpower, which is a Fortune 500 company. That's great. Can you share some insights on how mentors, even remotely, can help career navigators and job seekers and students to shape their pathways to achieve their goals in this virtual world?
Thank you, Asifa. And I just want to, say what a privilege it is to be on this panel and with you as well, Asifa. That's a really great question in these days and also a big question. I think that now mentorship is more important than ever. It's always been important, but I think even now, with all the change and everything going on in the market, it's more important than ever for all of us to be connecting with each other and learning from each other and navigating this new world together. And I think that really when it comes to mentorship, any of us can be a mentor. I mean, I think there are always going to be opportunities that any one of us can offer someone else to help them as they take that next step in their career or that first step. And just, you know, having the opportunity to help someone foster and grow can also benefit the mentor as well, because you're helping to shape the skill set that you're going to need for your business going forward. So I think that I really encourage mentorship, especially in this day and age. But for job seekers and students and those that are just embarking on those career pathways, I think that more than ever, the onus has become increasingly on the job seeker to just take charge of their own career and their own path, and especially for those that are looking to pivot their careers in some way. So the thing that I always like to say is, you know, be the CEO of your own career. Take ownership towards reaching that goal. It starts by building a solid network of like-minded people in the desired field that you're trying to get to, and, you know, showing that people can benefit from knowing you. I think that also you need to do your research and find contacts online that are in the field you're wanting to enter or with companies that you would see yourself joining. You know, this will be the best people for you to know and learn from, looking for mentors who are able to bring you to where you want to be and help you find your purpose. That's a big one, because a lot of times people are trying to figure out, what is that path? What does that look like for me? A mentor might be able to introduce you to others in the field where you can continue to learn and expand your network. One thing that I would really like to emphasize is when you're looking for connections, and this is where the bringing meaning into your connections comes into it, you're not looking for connections who can just get you a job. You want connections who can help you navigate that path, as you mentioned, and provide you with information and guidance and help you to get on to the direction that you want to go. So take your mentor relationships seriously and treat them as a professional contact as well as a potential employer. They may not be your employer now, but you never know what's going to happen down the road. So make the relationship meaningful. It's a two-way relationship. Offer your mentor your own ideas and insights on the field and show them where you bring value. A strong relationship is always based on trust, and it's mutual. It's mutually beneficial for everyone in that relationship. They just might be in a position to connect you to a future opportunity or one day even to hire you. So think about, you know, connections that you make in companies. They're there to solve problems. They're looking to hire people that can help solve their problems. They might not even know that they need you yet, but you can show them that you can be part of the solution. So show them where you can add value is a big one for me that I always advise. And with that, of course, you need to know yourself, know where your strengths are and what transferable skills you have that you can bring to any relationship and to any professional organization. Do your research and understand your market and ask yourself, how do your skills and experiences add value? Keep on top of the trends that are happening in your field. How can you tie those in with your transferable skills? So transferable skills are a really big thing when you're talking about mentors, and mentors can help guide you as well with where those transferable skills are and what you bring from your background that could add value to an organization going forward. And when we're talking about the virtual space and how we make connections, through our network in this new world that we're in, the biggest thing I can't emphasize enough is keep up with the technology. You know, in this virtual space, it's more important than ever to be comfortable and familiar with the technology that everyone is now using. You know, there was a little bit of an adjustment period there when we all went virtual, but I think now the expectations are there that you're familiar with how to conduct yourself online, how to conduct yourself on a Zoom meeting or a coffee meeting on Zoom or using Teams or whatever platforms are out there. Become familiar with those. There are so many free online resources that can teach you how to use those tools that there's really no excuse for not knowing how to utilize them. So take advantage of that. You know, LinkedIn has a free Zoom course. Public libraries also offer online tutorials and things that you can do. Just Googling it, you know, as someone mentioned earlier, is a great way to learn those skills. And that applies to social media as well. I would say that social media is becoming even more prevalent in how we establish those connections and connecting with each other, and not just in our social world, but in our professional world as well. And that extends beyond LinkedIn, but also into all the social media platforms. You know, there are lots of events and things that go on Facebook and Instagram. So again, becoming familiar with the technology and the tools and be comfortable navigating within those is becoming really important for establishing those meaningful online connections. But with that, I have to emphasize, keep it professional. You know, especially with maybe new grads or younger folks that are really comfortable using these social media platforms, always keep in mind that you need to keep your online presence clean and polished and conduct yourself professionally with all your interactions and posts. That's becoming very important. Employers and professionals do have a way of, you know, finding out what you're doing online. So keep it polished. That becomes part of your online brand. And another just last point I'd like to make there is, you know, with this new virtual networking, we're seeing more and more that people are able to network beyond their you know, specific physical location, but, you know, perhaps across the country or even globally establishing connections. So when you're seeking those meaningful connections, reach out and look for individuals that, you know, might be in the US or might be in another country or another part of Canada that you can connect with, and they can provide online mentorship. I would say that, you know, mentorship is becoming even easier to do now with online, because you don't have to go out and meet for coffee somewhere physically. You can conduct a quick coffee chat or something just online on Zoom. So there's a lot of ways you can connect meaningfully with people online. And I think that if anything, our horizons are expanded with how far we can go. And you know, it could lead to some job opportunities as well in different locations in a virtual workspace. So those would be kind of my key areas I would focus on. But yeah, thank you very much.
Well, Heidi, that was that's a wealth of information, and I'm sure our audience will probably have some good questions for you. What a powerful statement you made. Make, you know, be the CEO of your own career. That's going to resonate for sure. It's resonated with me. So Allison, you know, in your marketing agency, you know, share with us how we can enrich, you know, our virtual social network connections remotely and just make them more meaningful. Like there's so many choices that take time. So how does a person, community, or company find what works for them?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. And Heidi, I just want to say great conversation that you just had. I can say that a lot of the success that I've had throughout my career was having great mentors along the way. And so I really, really echo what you say about finding those mentors and getting as much as you can out of them and giving back to them is really important. I think since COVID, I mean, remote and screen connections have been on the rise. We all know that we're spending a lot more time in front of our screens. Everything from yoga classes to cooking classes to school classes, work meetings, we're always connected to our screens now. I think one of the things when we talk about meaningful connections and why I think we're quite lucky through this pandemic is, you know, I've been giving a lot of thought to the, you know, the Spanish flu pandemic back in 1918, and they had physical isolation, but they also had social isolation. And I think one of the things that we're fortunate for is that we don't have that social isolation, and that we're still allowed through technology to connect with each other. So I think, you know, as much as it's, you know, not fun to be in front of a screen all the time, we have a real advantage. With being in front of our screens all the time, I think social media use is also up exponentially. You know, those of us that have been down the TikTok rabbit hole, I don't know about you guys, but I got on TikTok and then I like deleted TikTok because it was just eating up my life. And I think that when we talk about that, about meaningful connections, meaningful means something different to everybody. I think for some people, a meaningful connection might be learning, it might be companionship, it might be being challenged on views, you know, just creating relationships. But to me, I'm just going to talk a little bit about what meaningful connections to me are in this kind of new world. And I think that meaningful relationships are rooted in a bit of a mutual vulnerability. That's what a meaningful relationship is to me. And I have made some great strides in quality over quantity. So where I used to have, you know, a lot of time on social media, I used to really get deep into, like I said, with TikTok, I got rid of it because it wasn't meaningful to me. It was entertaining, but it wasn't adding value to my life. I think it's really important for me to make sure that I've got that quality of the relationships now. and trying to cut out some of that screen time. So if I'm doing less connecting with people, I'm doing it more meaningful. I'm still picking up the phone and calling people. I'm making sure that I'm, you know, having those one-on-one connections other than just in front of a screen all the time. I think another piece about being meaningful is listening to other people's respect or perspectives kind of in a respectful way. That's important to me. And I think that with the sharing that we're doing these days and being so connected to our screens, there is a lot of connectivity and community being built, but there's also a lot of divisiveness, I think, as we've seen in the world today. I used to absolutely love going on Twitter. It was probably my most used social media channel. It was where I got news. It was where I kind of kept up on things. And I find now I can't get on Twitter without seeing someone saying something bad about someone. And it actually really bothers me. So I think, you know, in short, to wade through some of these social media channels and some of the online channels, I know Heidi mentioned a few of them, whether it's, you know, Zoom or WhatsApp or Twitter or Instagram or whatever that is, find what's meaningful to you and find what tools work best for you and find how you can get the most value out of them. And that's going to be different to everybody. And get involved to the level that you're comfortable. I think that by having your persona online, by sharing things, by having opinions, as I mentioned, there seems to be a lot more divisiveness than there used to be on that. So I think the channels that you choose and how you choose to connect with people virtually should really add to your life, not detract from it. It shouldn't be something that brings you stress and anxiety. It should be something that fills you up. And you can't control, what other people do in terms of interacting, but you can control what you do and you can control your amount of contact with them. So, the one other thing I'll touch on quickly, just because I know that it a little bit to do with brands. And I think that, you know, a brand is a personal brand. A brand is a company brand. They're all brands. And I think that it's important for, say, company brands or corporate brands, especially in these times when they're trying to connect with consumers. And this is what we see with a lot of our clients. There is an absolute increased need for authenticity. There's an increased need to make sure that there's a strategy behind what's being done and that strategy is easily pivotable. I don't know those of you that saw just recently Kraft Dinner pulled down all of their social media. They had done kind of a bit of a social media campaign through COVID around sending nudes. So like NOODS, like noodles, it's a short thing for noodles. So send nudes. And then, you know, obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously, but they got hammered on social media because it was, you know, sending nudes. So nude pictures, you know, are people going to misconstrue this? And they had to pull everything down. So being able to have that strategy, but also knowing there's a lot of eyeballs on you and you should be able to pivot quickly is really important right now. So having those meaningful connections from a brand consumer standpoint is absolutely paramount for companies right now. Thank you.
Allison, that is fantastic perspective. And I couldn't agree more that, you know, that the sources that you use for networking, it's not a one size fits all. You really have choices to make. And you're right. I've never gone to TikTok, to be honest. I learn from people like you who make those statements and help me stay away from it. But it is good. It's good, you know, perspective to differentiate what's entertainment and what's actually going to add, you know, give you a vehicle to having a meaningful connection. So thank you very much. Let's switch gears in terms of perspective, and let's go to Jill Sundquist, who, as Brent mentioned, is a commerce student at the University of Alberta. So, Jill, share some of your kind of joys and challenges in networking and learning remotely. What's it like from a student's perspective?
Yeah, for sure. There's been joys and challenges for everyone, I'm sure. Whether you're working remotely, learning remotely, it's been different for everyone. But I think one thing we all have in common is that we're definitely missing that connection in person. One of the first things they tell you when you get to business school is, oh, it's all about who you know, it's all about making connections. So I think for business students, kind of, for me anyway, you know, I started my degree, 3 years in was all in person, and now all of a sudden it's online. So you're kind of cut off from how you've been doing things. So it's kind of, whether it's in the halls or in class, just chatting with people, we all kind of miss that personal interaction. And we miss like creating relationships. And so we may feel that we're falling behind. So that could be a bit of a challenge for sure. I'm currently the president of the U of A Marketing Association, and one of our goals is to put on events throughout the year to connect the industry with students. So definitely been a challenge for us to replicate how we do that and how we provide value for students. So, you know, through panels such as this, online platforms, it is tricky, you know, for students being online, doing their school, you know, completely remotely. How do we get people engaged and in their free time to also go back online? So that's pretty tough. So yeah, how do we deliver that same value to students remotely that you would get in the classroom or in school? But of course, there's been some joys too. And I'll use a very specific example. In one of my marketing classes, we had a speaker that joined our Zoom call from Sweden. So I think that goes back to what Heidi was saying about sort of how broad our connections are now. So, you know, if it was an in-person class, we'd have usually someone who lived around because they'd have to commute into the class to speak with us. But yeah, it was really cool to connect with someone from so far away from your home, pretty much, just being on Zoom. But I think an interesting takeaway from that is that we could always do that. And I think it took this push to realize that, you know, we've had Skype and we've had video chatting for so long, but it kind of took this push to be forced to be online, to realize that we are a bit more connected than I think we give ourselves credit for. And you know, the genuity and the authenticity of those connections is up to you. But, you know, I think we do have the power to be more connected and have more broad connections than we think. But yeah, that's so far has been sort of the joys and challenges of online learning and working.
Oh, that's fantastic, Jill. Thank you so much. If I could ask you a follow-up question, Jill, where do you think social media is going in the future?
Yeah, for sure. So I think representing the Gen Z demographic, we grew up online and people love telling us that, oh, the internet's older than you are. And so, yeah, you know, we know how to be connected. We've been online for so long. I've had Instagram since I was 12, I think. So it's been actually really cool to see how it's grown from, you know, I remember back in the day, it was like, the big thing was getting 11 likes on a post, because then it changed to a number. So I think that was the original influencer status, maybe. But it's been really interesting to see how people have used it differently and how it's kind of become more of a marketplace rather than social. So, you know, I think something that Gen Z really values, and this goes back to what Allison was saying about authenticity. I think Gen Z really, I think we really value the authentic connections that we can make on social media, because the way we started using it and the way kind of it started was to connect with people. And now it's, you know, brands are using social media more, which is great. You know, it's an awesome tool, and I see how valuable it can be for small businesses to run their business at low cost. But yeah, definitely, I think there's an opportunity for more platforms like LinkedIn, because before LinkedIn was more supplemental to the in-person connections that you would make with people, but now it's kind of all you have. So back to what Heidi was saying also about making those mutually beneficial connections and being professional, social media is really a student's tool, especially to connect with the industry now that you don't have those networking events. And it totally is the onus on the job seeker and the student to reach out and to find those connections. But yeah, I think a very genuine connection is what people are looking for on social media, and they want to know that they're welcome in the workforce and they're welcome in the work environment, and people are willing to help online in this new platform. But yeah, that's a bit about social media.
Well, no, thanks. I appreciate that. And Jill, I think I could probably speak for everyone. You're very wise beyond your years. And if you look at the chat line, you'll see you've made a lot of us feel very old, but that's okay. So great discussion. And I think we should definitely build on the momentum of the incredible perspectives we've heard from our panelists here. So Jeff, take us to our breakout rooms. Let's keep this conversation going.